Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. You're invited, and bring along a friend. Pastor Joe will be leading this special service to bring the true Word of God to all who need an uplifting word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, call 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
When your thoughts are fixed on God, fixed on His Word, you begin to see your circumstances from a completely different angle. What once looked like a mountain becomes a stepping stone.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word. Speak, speak, speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe wrapping up her message titled, God's Image of You.
Speak the Word.
You know, I can remember back in 2002 when my husband went home to be with the Lord. I had to find out what he had left me so I'd know what I was going to live on. And in order to do this, I had to go through all the paperwork, his investments, life insurance, his retirement benefits, all this had to be gone over. And once I had completed this, and I had all the paperwork together, the title deeds, you know, et cetera, all those things that they require for you, I then had to acquire death certificates for proof of his death. And having done all of this, I began sending out letters and making phone calls. I began putting a claim on what I had inherited from my husband. And they had no choice since but to give it to me because I had proof that it belonged to me. And as a child of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, you have proof too. According to the Word of God, you have an inheritance. And the only thing keeping you from your inheritance is your lack of knowledge of His Word. The only thing, which is His last will and testament. Friends, in His Word, you will find out what you have inherited. Just like it was through going through all those papers, you know, that I found out what belonged to me. That's the only way we're going to find out what our inheritance is from God, is through His Word. Amos 3:3 says, how can two walk together unless they agree? You have to know the Word of God so you can agree with Him. Praise God. Are you hearing me? In Galatians 3:27 through 29, a New Living Bible says, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ, into a spiritual union and communion with Christ, the Anointed One, have put on and clothed yourself with Christ. In other words, you have become a new creation, a new creature, clothed in Christ. And now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children of Abraham. You are His heirs, and God's promise to Abraham belongs to you. Everything. This is what God is saying in His Word. His Word is your proof, saints. It's your proof that you are joint heirs with Christ Jesus. And so everything that belongs to Jesus now belongs to us. Praise God. Jesus died so we could inherit the things that God wanted us to have. I'm sure that all of you know that someone must die in order for there to be a last will and testament, since it has no force or legal power as long as the one who made it is alive. But in order to lay claim to it, we must first believe that it is ours, and then look into God's Word to see what is ours. If you had someone to pass away that you left something, you're not going to get it unless you got some proof that it belongs to you. But we have proof that we have an inheritance in Christ Jesus, and everything He has belongs to us. So we may have to get a new way of thinking and train our mouths to speak what God's Word says about us. He tells us in Proverbs 3:5-6 to lean on Him, to trust and be confident in Him with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or your own understanding. In verse 6, it said, in all your ways, know, recognize, acknowledge Him, and He will direct and make straight and plain your paths. Praise God. He is saying to lean on Him, trust Him, recognize that He is your Father. He wants you to know that He is your source. This is something that we So many people do not understand. They think their job is their source, or the bank is their source, or the people their source. God is the only one that is our source. He will, as long as we're walking with Him, He will provide our needs just like He said He would. He is Jehovah Jireh, the God that provides. But we have to understand that He will provide for us according to Genesis 22. It's not, like I said, it's not our job or other people that is our source, but it's our Father. You know, a lot of people think it's their job or whatever that provides for them, but it's really not. It's God. Another thing a new creature must do is not look back. We can't look back. Sometimes I get tempted to look back to that old self, the one that you left, that we left behind when we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. The Apostle Paul puts it this way. He said, I have not reached perfection. He said, but I possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. And he said, no, dear brothers and sisters, Paul said, I have not achieved it. But I, he said, I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. Praise God. None of us have reached perfection. We all come short. But thanks be to God who has made us complete in Him, according to Colossians 2:10. I'd like to close with this. As a child of the kingdom, we need to put God first in our lives, saints. As a kingdom citizen, we're not of the world, but we are in the world. We're here to change things. God put us here to make a difference in the world, to change things, so that others can be as blessed as we are blessed. And unless we share what the Lord is doing for us with others and let others see that, then they're not going to be able to receive what belongs to them. We all have been conditioned by the world, but in the kingdom, we don't govern ourselves by the world system or the principles of man. We govern ourselves by the ever-living Word of God. Brothers and sisters, we live by the Word, and we breathe by the Word, and we would have no life if it were not for the Word. Hallelujah. And you need to know God for yourself. You need to know Him for yourself. That's what Job said in Job 42:5, an Amplified Bible. Job said, I had heard of you only by the hearing of the ear, but now my spiritual eyes see you. Praise God. Remember, we have been given God's Word, His book of instructions to guide us in living the kingdom life that He has called us into when we accepted Him as our Lord and Savior. Also keep in mind, you are a new creature, a new creation, born again, a believer. And also, you are the apple of your Father's eye. Praise God. You know, I'm so thankful for the presence of the Lord in my life. And according to Him, He rules and reigns in our life. If we'll let Him, He'll rule and reign in our lives. I don't think you can listen to the Word too much. I don't think you can read the Word too much. I feed my body every day, my physical body. And I sometimes think I feel my spiritual body. I feed it more than I do my physical body. But I'm hungry for the Word. I don't thirst for the Word, because Jesus said if we had the living water, which is Him, we'd never thirst again. So I don't thirst for it, but I hunger to get more of Him. But then I think I understand that it's not so much that I need to get more of Him, that He needs to get more of us. You know, He needs more of us. We don't need to keep asking for more of Him, because He can't give us any more. Because the Bible says He gave us everything. He filled us. He has nothing more to give. But we do. And so it's really Him that wants us to give Him more of ourselves instead of the other way around. And we need to stop asking God for power too, if you're born again believer. Because according to the Word, when you got baptized in the Holy Spirit, you got power. And if you don't have power, then you must not be born again. So you can't keep asking God for power, something He's already given you. He's given you all power and all authority. And He said, the power shall come upon you when you receive the Holy Spirit. And we're no different than disciples. He gave it all to us. And so we need to know it all belongs to us, not just a little bit. Okay?
Speak the Word to your body. Speak the Word to your mind. Speak the Word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speaktheWordMinistry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father God, I thank you so much for giving me a spirit of boldness. I thank you, Lord God, for the words that you gave me to share today. I thank you, Lord, for all those that are listening online and all of those that are in the congregation today. I thank you, Lord, for giving them a word, Lord, that has ministered to them and that they will think about during the week as they go forth this coming week with their normal things. I do believe, Lord, that you're going to bring back to their remembrance some of the things that they heard today. And I pray, Lord, that it will be a blessing to them. And I thank you again for your presence in our lives. I thank you, Lord, that we're not of this world. And we're only passing through. So, Lord, we continue to pray for the courage and the boldness and the grace to be able to continue to persevere regardless and know that we're not going to be overcomers. We already are overcomers, and we're already more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, who always causes us to triumph. So, Lord, I thank you that we belong to you and that you are living in us. And when we move, you move. So, Lord, I pray that each and every one of us will begin to do whatever we can. Some people can do more than others, and some can't do as much. Everybody could do a little bit. Let them do the best, to do the part that they can, Lord. In Jesus' name, we give you all the praise and all the glory. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we hope you've been blessed by our message today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the Word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. You're invited, and bring along a friend. Pastor Joe will be leading this special service to bring the true word of God to all who need an uplifting word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, call 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297.